This is Typically Tuesdays on CJSF 90.1 FM. Here's what we've got cooking up this hour. You are tuned in to Typically Tuesdays on CJSF 90.1 FM. We're the campus community radio station broadcasting from Burnaby Mountain at Simon Fraser University, where we broadcast on the Unceded Coast Salish territories of the Musqueam, Squamish, Tsleil-Waututh, and Kwikwetlem First Nations. This episode of Typically Tuesdays was produced on the Unceded Coast Salish territories of the Ketse, Kwikwetlem, and Stolo First Nations. And here at Typically Tuesdays, we recognize the host nations as being the original storytellers and knowledge keepers of these lands, and we thank them for their stewardship. My name is Leslie. I'm so excited for today's episode because Lunar New Year is just around the corner on Wednesday, Gregorian calendar date, January 29th, 2025 of our supposed calendar, the year of the snake will come forth, the year of the wood snake, I believe, this year. And you know what that means? It means that today's episode of Typically Tuesdays is all about Lunar New Year. Now, I've done some pretty special episodes for Lunar New Year in the past. You know, Jade and I had this tradition of reading the horoscopes for rat people and also for the people who celebrate their return, their lunar solar return, I suppose you could say. As well, you know, last year I also shared this kind of like interview type thing that I did with my dad about his childhood growing up in Guangzhou, celebrating Lunar New Year, and that was pretty cool. This year, we're going to keep things kind of simple. We're just going to be talking about the horoscopes. I'm going to be sharing some music for today, and I'll be wishing you a very happy Lunar New Year, because it's always an exciting occasion for me specifically. Maybe not for you, because you might not celebrate Lunar New Year. And that's okay. I'm still going to wish you well. And if you do celebrate Lunar New Year, don't let the other people know this, but I'm a little bit biased towards you. Anyways, here's our playlist for today. Of course, as per tradition, we are listening to music pertaining to Lunar New Year, possibly. It will be the year of the snake, and so we've got very barely some, at least one song that covers snake-like things. And it's not even the song itself, it's just the name of the musician. So look forward to that. We've got some Alison Russell coming up on this hour. We've got songs that kind of like feel like springtime, either because it's got it in the title or it's about seasons, you know. That's how it is on this program. And of course, we've got some older, more traditional? Maybe not traditional, but some older songs that people sing and listen to during the Lunar New Year. And there are these old Chinese songs from like the 1910s and 1920s. And so here we go with the first track. This is from actually an older movie from the 1940s, late 1940s, called Hua Wai Liu Ying. This is by Zhou Xuan, and it's called 春之晨, spring morning. Enjoy. Welcome back to Typically Tuesdays. That was Rain in the Springtime by GFriend. My name is Leslie. That song is very Vancouver-esque, isn't it? The rainy season will fall upon us very soon. And because I, a few weeks ago, revealed my unhinged and intense love for GFriend, you can probably expect to hear more GFriend on Typically Tuesdays moving forward. And that was one of those songs. Very appropriate also because we're talking about Lunar New Year, in the year of our supposed 2025. On Wednesday, January 29th, the year of the wood snake falls upon us, greets us with a little hello, which is very exciting for me. I love Lunar New Year, and I love it so much that I even like try to align all of my like holidays from work for this period of time, the celebration. So I am very excited for it to arrive so that I can be away from work. This year, as mentioned, is the year of the wood snake. And if you are a person who is born in the year of the snake, I'm going to be sharing some tidbits with you, what your horoscope is, and also be praising you a little bit. Because here's the thing, right? A lot of people living in the West, I think, and even folks of just like other cultures, they might be feel like the snake, this creature, is a little bit, you know, it has some like bad connotations sometimes, and it doesn't feel all that good, maybe, to be a person who's born in the year of the snake. But let me tell you something. First of all, if you want to know what zodiac you are of in the lunisolar calendar, you should Google your whole birthday and just write lunar zodiac. Don't just write the year. You got to do the whole birthday because our calendar doesn't fully align with the Gregorian calendar. But here's what it is, right? The snake is considered like a mysterious creature particularly in Chinese culture. I'm Chinese, so I'll be talking about Lunar New Year specifically within the lens of a Chinese person. And this creature is kind of like mysterious because it's got no arms. Steven Universe reference. But according to ChineseNewYear.net, which is a website that I use specifically to look into horoscopes during this time of year, quote, the snake is a cautious, introverted observer, cool, and mysterious in behavior owing to their suspicious and insecure nature. Yet, their armor conceals abundant sensitivity, wisdom, and passion that will surely surprise their few confidants, end quote. So if you were unsure of whether or not you should be happy about being a person born in the year of the snake, you know, there you go. You have good traits, and like everybody else, you also have bad traits. And you should embrace that. Importantly, because it is your lunisolar return, I guess, in Mandarin, we call it the Mingyan. In Cantonese, we call it Bunmengnin. And it essentially means that this is a year that's going to be actually quite challenging for you in various aspects of your life. That's not necessarily a bad thing, though. The reason why it's going to be challenging is because you're essentially going to be tested to see how focused you are, how resilient you are, and how you will grow in the years to come afterwards. As written on ChineseNewYear.net, It says, stay focused, take necessary precautions, and balance challenges with joyful events to make the most of the year. Now, I think this is maybe something that I mention every year. I am not necessarily the type of person who believes in horoscopes all that much. I think they're helpful sometimes for people to like find a path or to figure out some things that they needed reassurance on, especially in times when they're like unsure of things. With that being said, I will say this. During my lunisolar return, my Bengmingnian, the first lockdown of the COVID-19 pandemic happened. So you take that with a grain of salt and you do what you will with that. But here are some of your strengths. Snakes are self-respecting and steadfast. They are goal-oriented. They don't often appear outwardly passionate because they're blessed with a keen intuition and ample inspiration, which makes them very creative. Something that I found really funny on this site, actually, is the astrologers for lunar zodiacs, they will often tell you what career you're most suited for based on your zodiac. So I'll share like the worst careers for snakes. Attorney, police, nobody should be a cop. Researcher, doctor, analyst. But then the best careers for snakes are investment advisor, artist, stylist, psychologist, and social media influencer. We have really come far in our lives, I think. You know, something that's so like steeped in tradition, which is to do, you know, to figure out the horoscope of people based on like an ancient astrological system, has adapted to include and involve one of the hottest new careers of Gen Z and Gen Alpha. It's such an interesting testament to how traditions are kept and preserved, but also evolve with the times and change with wider society and wider culture. It's very cool. Perhaps consider pursuing the path of a social media influencer then, if you are born in the year of the snake. But just remember, stay focused, stay strong, be together with people who uplift you, who support you, and who are members of your community, and find moments of joy during this year, as you embark on your lunisolar return during the year of the wood snake, 2025 of our supposed Gregorian calendar. We're going to listen to some more music now, as coming up, we're going to be talking about the horoscope for my people, the rat people. Stay tuned. You're going to be hearing more old Chinese music. You'll be hearing Bai Hong with 春天的降临, right after this bird note.
This is bird note. The golden-headed mannequin is a tiny bird with dance moves that would turn a pop star green with envy. Joanne Ryan, a nature educator who lives in Trinidad, tells us more about this bird's remarkable breeding display.
The air is still under the forest canopy in Trinidad. A golden-headed mannequin sits alert but patient. His golden yellow head flicks to the left, then to the right. There she is. An attractive little ball of olive green feathers approaches. Her plumage, a stark contrast to the bright head and black body of the male, blends in with the verdant foliage. But she's the center of the male's attention. He may be small, but he puts on a big show. He revs his engine and darts from his perch above ground towards an even higher branch. Quickly, he swoops back down while singing staccato notes that increase in tempo. As soon as he lands, he lowers his chest and raises his tail, revealing colorful thighs. He slides backwards in a smooth, swift moonwalk, ending with an upward flick of his wings and a fan of his tail. The female is captivated and won over. Competition is fierce here on the display grounds of the male mannequins.
To learn more about the golden-headed mannequin, visit our website, birdnote.org.
Thank you.
Off of her record, The Returner, that was Alison Russell with Springtime. Before that, you heard Bai Hong with 春天的降临, which means the coming of spring. My name is Leslie. You're tuned in to Typically Tuesdays on CJSF 90.1 FM on this Lunar New Year special of the program. I do this every year, I think maybe not every year. It started a few years ago, maybe. But I've been doing it since, and I love Lunar New Year. It is one of my favorite holidays as a lunisolar girly. If you are also a lunisolar girly, happy Lunar New Year. And even if you aren't, happy Lunar New Year. Now is the time to talk about my people, the rat people. I was born in the year of the rat. Every co-host that has had a really sustained